5-year-old said, "My mom is my aunt's sister." Small world.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Now and then I flip on the news, hopeful that on this day something good has been happening. That scrolling across the bottom of the screen will be peace in Palestine or scientific proof that the cure for whatever ails me is chocolate. Sadly, it doesn't happen. So each month we present the Good Report, during which we consider it our sworn duty to deliver the inspirational, the lighthearted, the hilarious, the unusual. News you won't find on the news. Grin-worthy items like the story of the Amazon delivery guy who accidentally threw a parcel onto a roof while trying to swat away a bug. Or the lady who spotted a cow in the back seat of a Buick in the McDonald's drive-thru. Upon further investigation, she noticed that the cow was just a calf. But there were 3 of them, and none were wearing seatbelts. I wonder if they ordered decaffeinated coffee, or if the McDonald's employee finished serving them and said, "Move it on out of here." Speaking of cows, scientists have made a groundbreaking discovery in bovine research. As it turns out, cows can be, well, potty trained. Yes, with several days of instruction, researchers taught a group of cows to use a moo-loo. That's utterly ridiculous. Elsewhere, an international team of researchers discovered that rhinos can be more safely transported when airlifted if they are suspended upside down. Well, who would have thunk? As a reward for their research, the team was awarded an Ig Nobel Prize, a not-so-prestigious award that recognizes trivial achievements in scientific research. Last year, the prize was given to a team of Austrian and Japanese scientists who put an alligator in a helium-filled box and recorded the noises it made. I wonder if it said, "See you later." In far better news, a new study claims that listening to just 30 seconds of Mozart calms the brain and can prevent seizures in people with medication-resistant epilepsy. I hope they're right. Finally, I want you to meet a singer named Kev Crane. Kev has a ton of talent. He's a plumber who loves to sing, so you might say his career was in the loo for a long time. And then he was hired to fit a bathroom in the home of Paul Connolly. As he always does, Kev worked hard and sang as he worked. But when he went to collect his check, Kev got more than he thought possible. Turns out Paul Connolly is the owner of a record label. Paul enjoyed Kev's singing so much, he offered him a recording contract. Now Kev is using his pipes to make music. I hope his musical career makes a big splash and he doesn't flush his earnings. I love stories like that one. Someone faithfully doing his job is greeted with a surprise far greater than he could have imagined. Kev's story provides a tiny glimpse of the wonder we experience when we encounter the amazing grace of God. It's like we were playing in the high school band and suddenly we're tuning up with the London Philharmonic. A record contract is one thing, but eternal life? God's grace is the surprise of a lifetime. He stooped to our world and presented a gift we could never expect and never earn. Forgiveness of sin. Peace with God. Ephesians 2 says, "For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast." Grace comes not from a system, but a Savior. We don't deserve it, but we can accept it and pass it along and thank God for it all day today. This has been episode 7 of The Good Report. Oh yes, and if your package from Amazon is long overdue, check your roof.
On this side of eternity, every gift we receive will one day fade away, except one. The gift of salvation lasts forever. Through Laugh Again, that message of lasting joy is reaching hearts all over the world. As 2025 wraps up, would you help us keep that hope ringing into the new year? Every gift, no matter the size, makes a difference. Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.